Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Welcome back, baby. Guys, we've missed you. We're together again. We're back.
No more Whitney solo episodes.
I would love to know how I did.
Yeah, actually, don't tell us. Don't hurt her feelings. Oh. I'm just kidding. I actually don't know. I haven't listened to it. So I need to peep it. I'll probably peep it. It's fine.
Yeah, you should. You literally listen to podcasts all day long while you work. So you should be listening.
That's true. Audiobooks, podcasts, you name it. And I've been so deep in the rabbit holes, which is partially why we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
But before we do, if you're watching on YouTube, if that's where you're joining us from, you're going to see I'm dressed a little different, right? And it's not to commemorate Charlie Kirk, right? You might have thought that.
Yes.
That'd be acceptable. No, I just came from a meeting with one of my church leaders, actually. And before, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to change. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to make a statement because it's 2025. And you know what that means? It's time for us to welcome change, work on us. At least that's where I'm at. Like, I enjoy working on myself. I want to be the best version of myself I can be.
This week's episode, you're not ready. We're about to hit you with some crazy shiz. All right. This week's episode is birds aren't real, but this episode is.
Yeah.
So this was Joe's idea. He really loved this title and he wanted to go with it. So let us know if you like it.
There are so many conspiracy theories floating around right now.
So many.
It is absolutely inundating, but I'm here for it.
You love conspiracy theories.
There's like the conspiracy theories where you're like, no, that could never happen. Like, you know, for the conspiracy theorists that hears this might be a small percentage of our listeners. Adrenochrome, Pizzagate, like I'm here for all that stuff. But that's not where we're taking this. Obviously, there's the Charlie Kirk stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about just a little bit of that. We've got some fun stuff to share. And are birds even real? Like, do you know for sure that pigeons are real? What if they're just little homing devices that can just like
Thuggy,
just be like
so creepy.
Oh, Whitney went to Target again this week. That's crazy.
Target, sponsor me, please.
Oh, please. I mean, even just Chip and Joanna. Like, it doesn't have to be whole Target, just like something.
Oh, that would be nice. I am someone that's not a huge girly on conspiracy theories. It makes my brain want to explode. It's just too much for me. I'd rather sometimes just be oblivious to everything. Like, I'm just going to focus on my home and my family. Like, I can't. This outside world stuff, it just blows my mind. But I dug deep in this episode, and I've got some crazy conspiracies to come at you guys with. So I'm ready. I'm excited. But to start off this episode, we've got to tell you guys which one was the fake story of last week. If you're new to our podcast, every week we tell four stories on the episode based on the theme of the episode. And one of them is fake, generated by ChatGPT and also our brains. We do a little mix of it.
Maybe a little grok sprinkle.
Yeah, just a little bit, but mainly ChatGPT. And you guys guess each week which one you think's the fake. And every episode we announce in the beginning which one of last week's episode was the fake story. So let's get on with last week. If you have not listened to last week's episode, stop now and go to When My Instincts Saved Me. It's a crazy episode. So the first story was about the random voice that saved the girl's life. Her and her best friend were walking on the sidewalk like they always do. And a random voice told her to cross the road. She didn't listen at first, but then she was like, what the heck? Why is this still pushing me? So she ended up crossing the road. Long story short, the friend that didn't cross the road got ran over. So that's story number one. Story number two, anniversary camp story. While camping for their anniversary in a secluded area, everything seemed normal until night fell out of nowhere. Both he and his wife felt that creepy gut feeling like they weren't alone. Long story short, they woke up to find a half lit or what? How would you say that? Like a half lit cigarette on the floor next to their fire pit. So there was someone creeping around. Yeah.
And they just left their little dart right there and like half smoke.
Yes. And they were like, oh my gosh, someone was here, because they were hearing footsteps in the middle of the night and they were scared. And the wife turned to her husband and was like, babe, do you hear that? And he was like, shh, be quiet. And then he flashed the light.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, it was creepy.
No, you just sounded like exactly like the beginning of those Joyner Lucas songs. Maybe it's just the one song where he's like, shh, be quiet, they're coming. That's the beginning of a song.
I know exactly what.
Exactly like.
Why did that kind of creep me out though? I don't know why.
Shh, be quiet. They're coming.
That's so creepy.
Listen.
But I love that song. That song's a banger.
We're going camping this weekend. So
I know.
Love to hear that.
I know. This one was childhood warning. There was a girl that was hanging out with a group of friends and they were hanging out with this older man. And this man really was like drawn to this little girl. And the little girl felt really creepy about it. Well, this man started coming around to their house and like bringing gifts. Mom answered the door and was like, get the frick away from my daughter. You are not allowed to be around her. I don't care who you are and how nice you are. Get away. And come to find out years later, he had done really bad things to a younger girl and he got caught. And so she was just talking about how she was thankful her instinct saved her, but she feels terrible for the younger girl that didn't like escape him kind of thing. Yeah. And then the last one is the Dark Knight story. This one ties into the when it was the release of the Dark Knight. Someone had plans to see the movie opening weekend at that same theater, but at last minute, their gut told them not to go and to go back to bed. And so he didn't go.
Aurora, Colorado?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yep. One of those was the fake. Joe, you were not here for the episode. So which one do you think is the fake before I announce which one it was?
I think I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, there's a few candidates there. So I'm just going to guess that the girl that crossed the street and the other girl didn't, that's the fake.
Right, right, right. You're really good at this, but you actually suck because it was actually the anniversary camp story.
Really?
Yeah, that was the fake.
Okay.
And you want to know where that came from in my heart?
Our anniversary camping trip.
I told the story after I read it when we were roasting Starburst at the fire pit. When we pulled in, we had never camped somewhere like this before. It was so secluded. We've never been somewhere where it was like full on camping.
One, it was like higher elevation, so there was aspen trees. There was,
it was beautiful.
Flicker woods.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And
we were right behind a river. Like we were on a river. It was that, and we pulled in, and I felt uneasy. Like, I didn't feel safe there.
And I remember.
Yes, and when we were roasting Starburst, you were like, we, like, heard something, and we both looked at each other, and we're like, what the frick is that? And then you shined the light, and boom, a fat skunk was right there. So anyways, that's kind of where my mind was going as I created that story.
Then, yeah, the skunk was just, like, back on its haunches, just smoking a cigarette. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
He's like, yo, you want to drag?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that was last week's episode and that was the fake. Now let's get on with this week's episode. I'm excited.
We should.
I think you should hit us off with the first story.
No pretending.
So, this comes from the subreddit Conspiracy, which, as you could imagine, is flooded with Charlie Kirk stuff right now.
Yeah.
And there's literally a million subplots that we could go into on this. And I've listened to all of them. But the one thing that has been on my mind lately, and I saw a post about this, is that he was shot with a 30-06 round. So, for those that don't know, and this is probably going to be news for you, a 30-06 is a hunting rifle. Mm. So think like bolt action, you like put one in the chamber and you're taking down a massive animal, like elk and like moose. Like it is designed to one shot, like take down a beast of an animal.
Wow.
So big rounds. It's not like the AR-15s like that are popular killing machines, which is what they are. Somebody posted a video recreation of a round going into a gelatin head of like basically trying to recreate what a headshot would look like from a 30-06. And it's a gelatin head with the human skull. And I'm going to show you. We're not going to show the viewers, but I do want you to be able to see this and react to it. Because obviously we've all seen the wound. We've seen what he did.
Now that it created a shot wave inside of my head. That head. Yeah. Well, that beast, there was that much left of it.
Oh my god, there's no way he was shot by that.
Okay, so I'm so interested in this because first of all.
That's crazy.
That's
that's massive, right? So you guys are going to be able to see it. It's not, this is not like, you know, a little round where it goes in and like there's not much damage caused. That obliterates the skull. Now, for your sake, okay, this is what I wanted to share. When it hits the skull and the bullet like redirects, it's, maybe it goes all the way through, but what you're seeing is it goes into the gelatin, which is recreating like our facial structure, and then it hits the skull. And then when it does that, that's when kind of it blows up. So there was basically no resistance for Charlie. If he was shot by this caliber, which we can't rule out, it went into his neck, which is very, very soft tissue. Like it's not necessarily going to react the same way because this is hitting the skull. And then, so the consistency of the gelatin is supposed to be exactly the same.
And that's where you're just going off his word, or is there like science to back that up?
Well, listen, okay, all I am is an internet sleuth. I'm not a scientist, okay? So, I mean, I'm taking his word for it based on the demonstration.
Okay, all right.
But, that being said, I'm really interested in this stuff, you guys. I'm interested in the bullet wound, because if you saw the video, the one angle, it's insanely graphic. I don't want to make light of what happened to him at all. But it's so frustrating that we're being lied to. It is so frustrating to feel like we're not getting a straight story.
Yeah.
So here, I'm going to give my theory to the audience, and we welcome whatever you guys want to share with us. Give me your thoughts. I want to hear what you think about just the bullet alone, the shell, the damage, whatever. What they have said, there was an NBC News article that was posted that said that there was no exit wound. So this bullet went into his neck and didn't come out. And Andrew Colvett, who is one of Charlie's, like, I don't know if he's a producer, he's a good friend of Charlie's, he runs the Charlie Kirk Show. Mm-hmm. He kind of made it an evangelical thing, saying like, it's just another way that Charlie saved more lives, because there were people standing behind him. Normally a 30-06 round would go straight through your neck, go straight out, and then it probably could have taken out another person. So they're saying it's like a medical miracle that there was no exit, that the shell was actually found, or the bullet was found in his skin.
So that's where they're saying that it was a 30-06?
30-06. Well, 30-06 is the rifle that they found.
Oh, but the shells.
Yeah, and they've confirmed the round.
It's the same thing. Is it that specific shell? I don't know guns very well, but that shell has to be with that gun. That shell can't be from another gun.
Well, I don't. So here's the thing is, there's ballistics. There's markings on the shell casing. There was no shell recovered. So ballistics can be run on the outside. They're kind of like the canister that the bullet sits in that could match it to the barrel. But there was no shell found. Normally that gets discharged, like on the ground.
Like where the shooter is.
Right. Okay. Like if you're shooting like the semi-automatic or a handgun, as soon as you pull the trigger, that little sheet of metal pops out.
Okay. Do you think he just grabbed it before he dipped?
Yeah, and with some of these, I think even like with the bolt action, and I'm really not like much of a gun person either. When you chamber it and you pull the trigger, the shell stays in there until you flip that bolt and open it. Well, so essentially he could have gotten rid of the shell wherever he wanted to.
Yeah.
But they said, yes, the bullet size matches the 30-06 is what we're being told.
Yeah.
But obviously what you see of the wound in his neck, and what that video demonstrates, is two very, very different things. So here's my theory.
That's crazy.
I've heard, and I don't know where, don't ask me for sources, I'm not a pro. I've heard or read that Charlie would wear a bulletproof vest.
Yes.
To these types of events.
Yeah.
Not uncommon when you're in the public eye. But hear me out, gang. The angle that bullet comes in, this is very soft tissue. It doesn't necessarily need to like explode because there's just very little friction. All right, it's like it could just go in, make a very small entry point. But what if, and I haven't heard anybody say this.
Yeah.
What if it's coming down at an angle, it enters, and it catches the bulletproof vest on the back end. And that's how it stays in.
Oh.
Right? I don't know if bulletproof vests are like, if there's the Kevlar on the back also, I really have no idea if it's just like front.
I'm sure it's both sides.
That is the only thing that makes sense to me about how the shell could have been found in his body still.
But don't you think they would have said that by this point?
If they ever wanted to tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Like Kash Patel, director of the FBI, came out and said, we got our guy. We got him. We got the right one. 2 hours later, the dude's wandering around the streets and it's like, oh, wasn't the guy. It was lies immediately.
Yeah.
And there's so much on this. I'm sure most of you have heard a lot of the theories, but like the more you know, the less you know. You dive in and it just gets worse and worse. There's just more like outlandish, crazy stuff. Even stuff I was just reading tonight. Crazy stuff all over the place. But I'm not out on him being shot with a .30-06 round. I think it's plausible that it went in at an angle and maybe caught the bulletproof vest on the back end if there is protection on the backside. Or we're just being completely and utterly lied to.
I wish in that video he would have demonstrated what it would look like if it went directly in the neck exactly where Charlie was hit.
Yeah, I don't think that this video was made in response to Charlie Kirk. It may have been. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I was talking to my dad. Yeah, I was talking to my dad about this, how, like, people were already like, oh, the bullet wound's too small, this and that. My thought is, like, it is a very rare thing for a human to be shot with a deer hunting rifle. Like, that's not what the school shootings use. Like, that's not, like, you know, the gun-toting freaks that do these violent crimes. They're not usually using a hunting rifle.
Yeah.
They're using semi-automatic, like, rifles that are meant to kill.
I feel sick about that.
It's nuts. It's sick. Crazy stuff. We live in a world where getting real, true information is impossible. And it's unfortunate. But what I think is really just been kind of a blessing about all this craziness is it's pointed a lot of people to church. It's pointed a lot of people to Jesus. I was not a Charlie Kirk guy before all this happened. I would not say that I'm a Charlie Kirk guy. I don't agree with everything that he shared politically, but I love that his influence is like in his passing has been purely good, at least for the people that can see that his life did not need to be taken. And it was, it's insane. It's insane that it happened. But that all being said, 30-06 to the neck. What do you guys think? Doctor confirmed bullet found in his body still. So let us know what you guys think about just the bullet. Just go there. We don't have to talk about motives. We don't have to talk about all stuff that I don't want to talk about. I even want to like just a very minor plug on the subject. We are very much Christian people. We are very religious people. And we always have been. This is the culture that we were raised in. But I empathize for people that don't have any religious background. It's not so much, it doesn't so much have to be Jesus, even though Jesus saves and there's such a great message in his life and we love Jesus. I just like for the people that don't have any religious convictions, it's just surrendering to something larger than yourself. We're not the center of the universe. And the people like, it's easy to get trapped in this. The world revolves around you and what's important to you and your religious views. It's like, no. What's really important is like being able to look at the person next to you and be like, I love you. I might not agree with everything you say, but like, I love you and I'm going to be there for you despite whatever differences we might have about anything. None of that stuff matters. It's all secondary to we're a community of humans and like we should be looking out for the people next to us and finding more common ground than fighting and sitting in an echo chamber and getting further and further apart on stuff that we'll never be able to change. We'll never be able to change any of this really dumb stuff that we fight about.
Yeah, definitely. And while we're doing that, these people are just lying to us the entire time and just getting wealthier. So that's fun. We love that for us.
Truer words have not been spoken.
Stupid.
It's the American dollar. I could plug 100 podcasts I've listened to. You guys want them? Just message us. I'll give you all the details. There's so many things that I've listened to. But, man, just be good to people. That's the message of all this chaos. Be good. Submit to a higher power.
Yeah.
It's not all about you. I want to repent some more.
Let's go, Joe. Church Joe's come out to play.
So now we're going to go to my conspiracy that I was learning about. This is called the Dead Internet Theory. Okay, so let's talk about one of the creepiest internet conspiracies out there, the dead internet theory. The idea is simple, but kind of terrifying. It says that most of what you see online isn't made by people anymore. It's bots talking to bots, AI generating posts, and algorithms pushing the same recycled content to us over and over. Basically, the internet we grew up with is dead. This theory first started making the rounds around 2016 when a poster named Illuminati Pirate shared it on some message boards. According to Wikipedia, he claimed that almost all online activity is fake. Bots creating posts, bots replying to those posts, and then algorithms deciding what we actually get to see. It's not just random spam either. The idea is that it's coordinated, controlled by governments or corporations to shape how we think. Now, people online started noticing things that felt off. The Guardian wrote about it recently and described this eerie vibe. The web feels more sterile, more repetitive, like there are fewer genuine voices and more polished, manufactured content. Some even pointed to examples like the shrimp Jesus meme, literally AI-generated images of shrimp combined with religious art. These bizarre posts got thousands of likes and comments, but when you look closely, those accounts don't really feel human. There are real numbers that make this theory sound a little less crazy, too. Studies show that almost half of all web traffic is bots. Add in AI tools that can churn out endless text, images, even fake reviews, and suddenly the idea that bots could be flooding our feeds doesn't sound so far-fetched. I pulled a couple quotes straight from Reddit threads when people were debating this because they were really able to capture the creep factor. One person explained it like this. The entire internet is all bots talking to each other. There are no people on the internet. Another user added, places where verifying your human is mandatory will become the last bastions of real content. And honestly, doesn't that already feel true? Think about CAPTCHA. Think about private Discords or even live video chats. Those are the places where you know you're dealing with real people. But of course, not everyone buys into it. Skeptics say it's exaggerated. Sure, bots exist, but they're not replacing humans completely. Someone on our No Surf wrote, I personally think the internet, especially social media, is saturated with bots and fakery, but there are plenty of real people around too. So maybe the internet isn't dead, but it's definitely crowded. And honestly, here's the part that freaks me out. What if you're scrolling right now and half the likes, half the comments, even half the accounts you follow aren't real? So my question for you is, do you think there is the dead internet theory? Do you think that's a real thing?
Yeah, it's... So I don't know, the dead internet theory, I've never heard it categorized in that way.
Really?
100% there are bots that are just triggering the echo chamber.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it.
100%.
I have to say, they're so cruel. And governments are doing it, and it's a conspiracy, but it's a very real conspiracy. And anybody could do it. You order bots to like interact with or promote a certain idea. And it's like, it could be anything. They agree with you and they say, they champion you. They're like, couldn't have said it better, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're absolutely right. Or it's coming to attack whatever was said. Like,
yeah,
trying to stir up that, like, that whole debate thing.
Yeah, the engagement.
It is absolutely true that there are tons and tons of bots on the internet. The bots, you guys are jerks. And the people ordering the bots, leave the old people alone.
Yeah, they're going to get it so bad.
It's so dirty. This guy, he sent me the same screenshot 3 different times where a fake Elon Musk profile has a blue check mark in the display photo.
No.
And it's why the title is just Elon. And it's like reposted your tweet. Like my dad replied to something like sharing his opinion. And he's sending me these text messages like, I've never shared my opinion publicly. I've never had strong convictions, but like, did Elon repost this? And I'd be like, no, I'm sorry, Dad. That's like some bot from somewhere. That's not a real person.
I'm dead.
And he sent it to me multiple times. And I think even different iterations of some fake Elon Musk account has just been targeting this poor fella. He's got he's posted a little bit on X. He's got about 38 followers.
Wow.
The bots, they're going after him.
Go follow him, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know his at. I'm not on X, but regardless, the dang bots, they're all over the internet and they're just out here hurting the boomers.
I feel like with the dead internet theory though, it just like really made me feel like, it's so true. Social media does have such like a sterile, like, it's so recycled.
Sterile is such a perfect word for it because it's truly just like it's like a freaking petri dish. A lot of it is just echo chamber material.
Yeah.
It's just like you're just hearing the same junk.
That's a good way of putting it.
And like, in our defense, like we just shared a Charlie Kirk take, like as if that's not been your entire feed for the last 14 days. But
so here's your recycled content again.
But that it's different. Joe Rogan thoroughly believes that like simple things like I mean, just humanity, things like doing stand-up comedy or having conversations with people, even podcasts where you're interacting like this, like you can't really replicate the true humanity of it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be valuable forever. This next one, I had to do a little bit of digging because there's not very many conspiracies that I haven't heard of. This was new.
Really?
You ready for the title? This just comes from the subreddit conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
It's a little older. It's not posted within the last week. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Title says, my uncle swears something impossible happened at the World Trade Center debris site. And he's kept it bottled up until now.
Hmm.
Throw away for obvious reasons. My uncle, who's a retired NYC sanitation supervisor, told me a story last night he's apparently held in for over 20 years. He worked crews sorting debris near the South Pile after 9/11. He said guys didn't talk about what they saw down there. Too much trauma, too many eyes watching. But after some drinks, he finally spilled something that sounded nothing like the usual horror stories. According to him, his crew spotted a small steel box buried under twisted beams, about the size of a drawer, wrapped in oilcloth and duct tape, and it was way too clean compared to the wreckage. Before they could touch it, a black SUV rolled up. Two men in suits got out, showed IDs, and told everyone to step back. Then it got weird. He says the air got heavy, like static in your skull, and then this white light erupted around the box. Not a spotlight. He said it came from inside the thing. He remembers feeling frozen, and then a burning zap across the stomach, and then nothing. When he came to, the box and the SUV were gone, and so were the two co-workers that were standing closest to it. Here's the part that shook me. He says he later found out those two workers had been reassigned off-site the very next day. Their names disappeared from crew sheets, almost like they never worked there at all. He had asked around. Some people remembered them, but nobody would talk about where they'd gone. It was like they'd been pulled out of reality and paper trail scrubbed. When he woke up that day, he had a perfect circular mark on his belly, like a burn or an injection scar. Since then, he's had vivid dreams of bright hallways and being restrained while figures studied him. Yo, aliens and the World Trade Center?
Be double so whammy. Real.
Come on.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't call them aliens outright, but that's what he's describing. He said he's kept quiet because the official line was, quote, keep your head down and do the work. He's not a story guy. He's the type to remember truck numbers and coffee breaks, not talk about blowing boxes and missing coworkers. That's what makes me wonder if there's more to this than just a stress dream. I have never heard of aliens in 9/11. I've heard other conspiracies about 9/11, but I've never heard anything about aliens.
I'm sure there's more out there of like that.
Well, apparently.
That's crazy.
Maybe this guy was just like tripping on acid. It's yeah. Cleaning up all that wreckage. I'm sure that
was a
reasonable response.
That's crazy.
A sanitation worker. Like imagine he's cleaning up the World Trade Center and all of a sudden there's this like thing that an SUV. Come on.
There's always an SUV with alien stories.
There's always, but like SUV, like.
Or a van. I don't
know, maybe a UFO. Maybe like the thing like hovers down. Like you see the orb in the sky. And then all of a sudden it's like descending and then you're in the pillar.
Stop.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Never been abducted, but.
I don't think I believe it. I don't believe the conspiracy, but you know, hey.
No, I'll draw the line of 9/11 conspiracies. I'm actually going to stay away from that entirely. But Joe Rogan's been going back and forth on aliens a little bit lately.
Really? Does he believe in them?
He's been like an active believer
for
a long time. And then he's like kind of like not totally sure.
Oh, wow. So he's kind of going back on
it. He's going back. But then I listened to his episode today and he's sounding a little bit more back on track.
He's all over the place.
But
come on, Joe.
You know what's cool about somebody like Joe, or really anybody?
That's like, named Joe.
Yeah, I mean, what's in a name? No, but I appreciate people that are willing to change their mind.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a hard quality to find in this day and age. It's an important one. So,
yeah, I am one of those people that is working on that.
To your defense, it's like you're probably amongst a lot of people. I'm that way with most things.
Yeah, you are.
I do like to like learn new things and be like, maybe it's different than we thought.
Yeah, you just like to go against what I think.
Yeah, I just want to argue.
Yeah, exactly.
Sims missed the opportunity to be like, no, I don't.
Yeah, yeah, that, there you go. Hey, you're growing. Well, this is my last one. And this is a conspiracy that I think we have all talked about in our lifetime. This is the moon landing hoax.
Oh, this is fake.
Really?
I just mean in general.
Never heard of this. Okay. So let me start off with a question. What if one of the greatest achievements in human history never actually happened? What if that famous moment, Neil Armstrong stepping onto the surface of the moon in 1969, the words "one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind" was really just a Hollywood production filmed right here on Earth? That's the heart of one of the most famous conspiracy theories of all time, the moon landing hoax. So, July 20th, 1969, millions of people watched Neil Armstrong take that first step, but almost immediately, skeptics started whispering, what if it was all fake? What if the United States staged the moon landing on a soundstage just to beat the Soviets in the space race? According to Live Science, polls show that even today, about 6% of Americans believe the moon landing never happened. Wait, that's like low. 6%.
Dog, that has to be at least like 36.
At least. That might not sound huge, but that's millions of people. And their arguments are surprisingly detailed. One of the biggest claims, the flag. In the video, it looks like the American flag is rippling, even though there's no air or wind on the moon. Believers say it's proof there was a fan blowing on a soundstage. NASA says, nope, the astronauts used a telescoping rod to hold the flag out. When they twisted it into the ground, it caused a ripple that just stayed there. Another claim, the shadows. Conspiracy theorists point to photos where shadows don't look parallel. They argue that it means multiple studio lights were used, but Mythbusters actually tested this, recreating the scene with one light source like the sun, and sure enough, uneven terrain makes shadows look non-parallel. There's also the missing stars theory. In all those photos from the moon, the sky looks black with no stars. Shouldn't space be filled with them? Skeptics love this one. NASA's answer? The cameras were set for daylight exposure. The surface of the moon is so bright from sunlight that stars simply didn't show up on film. And then there's this idea that it was all filmed by Stanley Kubrick, the director of 2001, A Space Odyssey. This one's more tongue-in-cheek, but it's spread everywhere online. People claim Kubrick confessed in an interview before he died. Spoiler alert, that video is a parody made by a filmmaker, not a real confession. But what makes this conspiracy so fascinating isn't the science, it's the persistence. Teen Vogue wrote about how the moon hoax remains one of the most talked about conspiracy theories across generations. Like even with decades of evidence with moon rocks, satellites, telescopes, even China's recent moon landings, people still cling to the idea that it was fake. I found a Reddit thread where someone said, my dad is a moon landing denier, and no matter how much evidence I show him, he says it's all propaganda. Another user replied, I was there. I watched it live. If it was fake, they had the best special effects team of all time. So maybe the real question is, why do people want to believe it was fake? Is it about mistrust of government? Is it about liking the idea that we've been fooled? Or is it just more fun to think we're living in a cover-up? Either way, one small step for man turned into one giant leap for conspiracy theories.
That is the fundamental conspiracy theory that is absolutely,
it never happened.
Okay, but I feel like it was crazy though, because when I was doing all this research on it, obviously you hear me tell the story, like there is facts to prove what people are saying, like the shadows or whatever, like they're able to like combat it with an answer. But I just still feel like it's fake.
Look, for me, it will only ever be about common sense and what makes sense. I don't know enough. I don't know what freaking camera they used. Okay, so their exposure settings were set so that them being absolutely blazed by the sun made it so that stars were invisible. That seems, because you can see the darkness of space.
Yeah.
That seems hard to believe, but maybe that's true. I don't know. The definitive thing for me that makes me think it was fake is 1968.
Nine, I believe.
1968, 1969. Why have we not gone back?
Exactly. We are United States. You think Trump as our president is not like, let's go back and let's prove to everyone that we're the greatest. We can do all these things. Of all the presidents, he's not even thinking twice about doing that.
Well, it's like in these
ultra rich people, they want to figure out how to make life on Mars. Like, that's, we're focused on something completely different. Meanwhile, what can we just, like, I'll do anything on the moon? Get up there and fly a drone. I don't know, do something.
Yeah.
Because why? Yeah. I've heard people say it's too expensive. I'm like,
do you know how much money we blow on other things?
Money is not real. We freaking print it. It's numbers on a screen. Like, it's, I don't buy it. We can just keep going into more and more debt. The moon landing's fake, in my opinion. You guys tell us what you think. Maybe we're dumb. Maybe it's.
Anyways, yeah, everything's a conspiracy at this point.
Maybe birds are fake.
Maybe birds are fake. I actually saw one today flying when I was driving, and I thought it was a drone. So there's that.
I was cleaning a pool today. This is no joke. I was cleaning a pool today, and I was checking a pump basket, and I heard the loudest bird squawking. I thought it was, like, right on top of me.
Oh, my God.
No joke. I was like, yo, that is terrifying. And, like, had to get the pump basket out. It was, like, locked in. Rotated up. The bird made a few noises. Looked up. I'm not even just saying this for the episode. There was no bird there.
Oh.
I'm completely serious. I work in, like,
a movie. It flew as it was going.
We landscape backyards. Like, yeah, it could be anything. But I was very curious. It was not a sound that I
heard. Creepy. It's like a rich person's, like, fake bird on the corner just trying to scare you or watching you.
Yeah, or like some extravagant pet, some exotic parrot. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Glad you're safe.
I love conspiracy theories. Thanks for joining us for this episode. As always, let us know which story, which turn of events, whatever.
Conspiracy.
Fake, which conspiracy you think is fake. Share your thoughts on everything that's going on right now. This is very prevalent in the world. That's why we thought we'd drop this. Before we get back into some more of the fun stuff that we like to talk about, you guys. So drop a comment or a like. Give us a rating on your favorite podcasting app. Watch on YouTube. Drop a comment on socials. We love y'all. Thank you for the support.
Yes, thank you so much. And if you guys love shopping and want to save a little bit of money, we've got a couple discount codes for you. If you loved Bucked Up, it's like the pre-workout. It's the best ever. Use code. And all of these codes are going to be in all caps. Use code FRENZY20. Better Days, Internet Frenzy 10. For Chomps, Internet Frenzy. Just Ingredients, Internet Frenzy 10 for 10% off. Smoothie Box, Internet Frenzy 25 for 25% off. So there's your guys' codes for you. Use them up, baby. Save some money. We love all these brands and we shop them very often. So we love them.
I'm about to make a Just Ingredient shake right now.
Let's go. Get those gains. All right. Internet Frenzy on three. Put that hand in. 1, 2, 3.
Nothing is real.
Internet Frenzy.
No pretending.